This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It was also fake. So very, very fake. Every aspect of the Russia collusion hoax. It's what's so incredible. Remember how it started? 17 intelligence agencies agree. And remember how things were at the time. You know, Americans loved, especially conservatives, loved the CIA, loved the FBI. I mean, like every other third show on Netflix, some, you know, drama suspense, CIA, FBI thing in which the actors play American agents who actually give a damn about America. In other words, it's all very fake. These are rogue agencies now, but we didn't know it at the time. And the power of those words, 17 intelligence agencies say that, you know, there's been Russia collusion. Nope. Russia hacking? Again, no. We learned yesterday on the show from the declassification that actually, it was contractors, federal contractors hired by Hillary Clinton's campaign that created the fake traffic that made it look like Alpha Bank was talking to Trump Tower. And that was, of course, how Trump was, you know, getting his marching orders from Putin. Pulitzers were awarded for reporting that. It was fake. But what we didn't know till yesterday, this is what was declassified, was that the cyber analyst who was put on that part of the Russia collusion hoax realized that the part where they told us the hacking of elections boards, remember that? Oh, it was very scary. The liberals were terrified. Wow, Putin's hacking the election. Whoa, that was Hillary too. Yeah, that was Hillary too. Same federal contractor, same signature online. He went, by the way, to the leaders of the FBI and reported it to them. Hey, you know what? This looks very fake. He was told to cease and desist, stop doing his work. Okay, cool. So that's all very fake. What about, well, all that's left. Three intelligence agencies say, well, you can't question, I mean, when the NSA and the FBI and the CIA say, I mean, who's to question that? Oh, come on, what are the odds they're all lying? You'd have to be a kooky conspiracy theorist to think that. They were all lying. And now we know how shoddy that lie was through another declassification overnight, where we found out that Mike Rogers, who is the head of the NSA at the time, sent an email to the very evil James Clapper, who was the DNI, that's the position Tulsi Gabbard holds now, and said, hey, look, you want us to sign on to this like kind of crazy idea, accusing Donald Trump of being a Russian asset and accusing Putin of basically trying to overthrow our democracy in a coup. Like, we're cool with signing on and all, but can we see the intelligence? Our analysts are saying they don't want to sign on without seeing the intel. Very reasonable request. Clapper said no. This is a quote, team sport, unquote. He wrote back. That's what they call this. See, here this whole time we thought they were serious. They thought they were protecting us from enemies, foreign and domestic. But no, they were participating in team sports. Cool. And that team sport was framing Trump. And you know what's kind of scary about the intel that's coming out right now? The FBI 302 that was just declassified flat out says there was a purpose to this leaking, felony level leaking by Adam Schiff. And the purpose was to, quote, indict Donald J. Trump. And they would sit around in their staff meetings and talk about, yeah, we're going to commit felonies, releasing the classified data to indict Donald Trump. That was the purpose right there. Very simple. So Mike Rogers writes an email, goes like, we don't feel really comfortable. You're rushing this. And hey, can my analysts see the data? And what they had sent them was these little summaries, you know, Putin is trying to overthrow our democracy and Trump's in league with Putin. And of course, Putin is controlling Trump. And yeah, Putin is hacking, you know, this and that, the DNC, hacking our boards of elections. Could you just like sign here that's a thing? And the analysts balked. They said, can we see the underlying intel? We always see the underlying intel. What is the intel? Clapper's like, nah, we're participating in a team sport here. You don't get to see the intel. Okay. Rogers eventually signed off. And we got the lie. The biggest of all lies. Three intelligence agencies say. Clapper even wrote, that's our story, talking about all of these Russia lies. That is our story and we're sticking to it. And were they worried about you finding out? No, they just classified all this. They classify their crimes. It's kind of brilliant. Be like me and Lee going and robbing a bank. And the federal government doesn't take kindly to that. And people call for comment. Sure looks like they robbed a bank. Oh, we can't talk to you about that. It's classified. Well, so will there be charges? Yeah, it's classified. Sources and means. Sources and methods. I will just classify all our crimes. Now, send them down, lock them behind three doors. Don't tell any Republican-appointed FBI directors about the burn room. Put them in the burn bag and set it on fire. Which of those three things did they forget? They got the first two right. The set on fire part, not so much. That's how we know all this, which is incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.